this lifting of the veil, as it were, to see a parallel universe or ETs, which may be surrounding us even now, all around. We don't see them. We don't see them because, for some reason, that veil is put there. I mean, there's you know, people don't really understand. Even doctors sometimes don't stop to think. We know how the body works. We don't know why it works a certain way. There are many things that we just plain don't understand. Now, you know, what could be happening here, as I pointed out earlier, is it could just be that people are dreaming. But isn't it strange? I mean, maybe this DMT makes them dream. But isn't it strange that these people who are not related seem to dream the same dream, seem to see the same people? Clowns, by the way, seem to be very big in people. Not and many of them malevolent clowns. Is that right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, I think what you were just talking about, though, is quite interesting. The whole issue of how come we don't see these things more often, and also the issue of DMT and dreams. A few minutes ago, the issue of the brain craving DMT came up, and it's one of the very few compounds that the brain actually expends energy in order to allow it to cross across the blood-brain barrier. There's very few chemicals that the brain will actually do that to. For example, sugar, which is the brain's fuel, is actively transported. But strangely enough, it seems as if DMT is actively transported, which makes you think that in some way the brain requires DMT for optimal functioning. And so even though people have always talked about everybody is always living in a dream, the so-called consensual reality is just a dream, as opposed to just the dreams we have at night. One of the things that I included as a footnote, actually, but didn't pursue much in the original book, is the question of, well, if the brain seems to need DMT, and DMT is a powerful hallucinogen, it gives you almost a mechanism of action, a way of explaining how people have over the centuries and the millennia sometimes referred to this everyday reality as a hallucination or a dream. And everybody is experiencing that at the same time, which is a very peculiar phenomenon.
In other words, the day-to-day life that we live is the dream.
It could be. It could be. If the brain requires DMT, I mean, makes you wonder why in the world the brain would want or... It seems as if DMT is necessary for brain function.